everyone should have a teddy bear. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Everyone should have a teddy bear. Why should everyone have a teddy bear? Well, everyone should have a teddy bear because a teddy bear is something you can hug and snuggle and enjoy, and no one thinks you're strange for doing it. They just think, isn't that charming? Isn't that beautiful that that person hugs and snuggles that teddy bear? Now, if you buy a teddy bear for your grandchild or for your son or daughter or for a friend, at the time you get the teddy bear, you take the teddy bear and you hold it in your arms. You have to know how it's going to feel. And then when you buy it and you take it home, you take it to your house. And you don't give it to whomever you're going to give it to right away. You hang on to it for a little while. You hang on to it because you want to hug that teddy bear. You want to know how it feels to hug the teddy. Everyone should really have a teddy bear of their own that they don't have to give away or they don't buy for somebody else. Or maybe they bought it for somebody else, but they kept it. Because a teddy bear is something that is snuggly, lovable, and enjoyable with no judgment, with no attitude to anything about you, just accepting you just the way you are, just like a puppy dog does. But for a teddy bear, you don't have to feed him. You don't have to brush him and comb him, and you don't have to take care of him, which is a wonderful thing to be able to do with a pet. But with a teddy bear, it just is. And you put them in the corner, and you can forget about them. And when you need some loving or some hugging or some caring, you just reach over there and take them off the corner. When nobody's around, take them in your arms, snuggle them, hug them, and say, I love you. You're a wonderful teddy bear. You're a super... You talk to your teddy bear. Well, you say it's just an inanimate toy. How do you talk to an inanimate toy? Well, you talk to an inanimate toy like you talk to yourself. Because you are really talking to yourself when you talk to your teddy bear. You're talking to yourself when you talk to your son or daughter, or your wife or husband. You're talking to yourself when you're talking to anyone who is a relative or friend or a person in your world. You're talking to yourself every time you talk to anyone. The teddy bear doesn't remind us of that. A teddy bear just listens and absorbs all the joy and the love that we have to give. And when we have this love and joy to give and we give it to the teddy bear, he just sort of accepts it and says, hey, that's nice. That's very nice. I like that. That's very good. That's the way it should be. Now, a teddy bear has whatever attitude you have about yourself in its being. It reflects that back to you because that's what you reflect out, and so it reflects it back. Now, what does a teddy bear reflect back to you? What does a teddy bear say to you? How does a teddy bear respond in your life? How do you look at a teddy bear and say, oh, you're wonderful? And how does a teddy bear respond to you? Does it look at you and say, oh, you're wonderful too? People oftentimes have their imagination fired up, and their toys and their pets and their loved ones come alive and say things to them that need to be said. They say, you're a wonderful person. I like being in your arms. I like being snuggled by you. You're a wonderful person. That's what the teddy bear says. And when you hug the teddy bear, it says it even more. Now, you don't squeeze it. You just gently hug it. You gently touch the teddy bear because it's a teddy bear. It's to be gently touched. And so as you gently touch your teddy bear sort of brings out of you that gentleness. Your teddy bear brings out of you the love, the joy, the peace, the harmony, the goodness that you are. When you gently touch your teddy bear, you are truly gently touching yourself. And you say, isn't it wonderful? Oh my, it is so wonderful. I feel so good. I feel so perfect. I feel so wonderful. Yes, everyone should have a teddy bear. And you can. And what are you going to do with a teddy bear? You're going to put them up on the shelf? You're going to put them in the closet? You're going to set them on your bed and take them off your bed when you go to bed and put them on your bed when you get up and take them off when you go to bed? Or you're going to leave them right there in your bed and you're going to snuggle them when you go to sleep? You're going to remember when you were a child and you had your security blanket or your teddy bear or your toy that meant so much to you when you went to bed. It meant so much to you when you cuddled up for the night. Well, be assured, time does not change. Time does not change one little bit. And the teddy bear that you had yesterday is the same teddy bear you have today. And that teddy bear is you, spelled by whatever name you have for yourself. And that teddy bear is a joy in your life. And that teddy bear does not judge you. It just accepts you. The teddy bear does not tell you, you forgot to hug me this morning. You forgot to give me a schmooch this morning. The teddy bear accepts all when you give it. And when you don't give it, it lives there in the awareness that that's what you meant to do anyhow. That's what you always do anyhow. That's who you are. Everyone should have a teddy bear. When we have a teddy bear, we set all things to right in our life. We set all things to peace in our life. We can be the most tough, rough and tumble person in the world, and if we have a teddy bear, we snuggle up to it. Tough but oh so gentle. Oh yes, we are tough but oh so gentle. We are the gentleness of all. We are the love of all. We are the peace of all. We are the delight of all. If you have a teddy bear in your life, you can be sure that you're a very loving, gentle, caring person. If you have a teddy bear in your life, you can be sure that everyone in your world is treated with gentleness, lovingness, caringness. If you have a teddy bear in your life, all the world will know it. Not that you have a teddy bear in your life, but all the world will know it by the gentleness, by the caringness, by the lovingness that you are. All the world will know it. And really, what more is there to be known than that you have a teddy bear? What more is there to be known than that you are beautiful, you are wonderful, you are good, you are fantastic? What more is there to be known than that's what she writes? That's what she writes, all right. That's what she tells you, and that's what she is. Everyone should have a teddy bear. And when you give a child a teddy bear, the child takes the teddy bear and holds it close to him. It's about his size. And he says, I like that teddy bear. And as the child grows bigger, we try to give him a bigger and bigger teddy bear. But that's not the point. The teddy bears are not supposed to be big or small. The teddy bears are supposed to be hugged by one and all. The teddy bears are supposed to be delighted in, just make you feel that you are so cared for and so wonderful. The teddy bear is designed to be whatever size it is, big or small. It doesn't matter at all. It just matters that whoever you are, whether you're 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 or 50 or 100, you take that teddy bear and you huggle it and you snuggle it and you tell it you love it. Because in truth, you're telling yourself you love you. And isn't that what it's all about? Isn't that what life is all about? Telling yourself that you love it? Just know, my beloveds, I love you. I love you. I love you. I like you. I like you. I like you. I love me. I love me. I love me. And I like me. And I like me. And I like me. Have a wonderful day and do beautiful things. And be sure to take time to hug your teddy bear and tell your teddy bear how much you love him. I love you.